And I hope you're streaming us, too. Remember, you can do that from down the block or around the world. Stream us from everywhere, like Alexa or WJR.com or the WJR app, a must-have on your phone. And you get the podcasts of the whole show and individual interviews oftentimes at thegreatvoice.com, thegreatvoice.com. So if you can't be here noon to 2, you can catch the show and be a part of it, and we appreciate that very much. Well, from polio through the pandemic, DMC's Rehabilitation Institute of Michigan, we call it RIM, has been helping patients injured in accidents, recovering from strokes or traumatic brain injury, burns, workplace injuries, or other medical trauma for more than 70 years. The cornerstone of advanced rehabilitation since 1951. In fact, RIM, located on the DMC campus, Midtown Detroit, is the only freestanding rehabilitation hospital in Metro Detroit, and every hospital system across Metro Detroit has been sending patients to RIM for years for advanced care and the latest technology and rehabilitation. Today marks the day that we announced that somebody who's been there more than half of its existence, the CEO, Patty Jobbitt, after 40 years at the DMC Rehabilitation Institute of Michigan, says she's retiring from her role at RIM, effective July 1st. Patty, I congratulate you, but cannot thank you enough for the thousands of people you have helped get their lives back together through your RIM, the DMC Rehabilitation Institute of Michigan. God bless you for your 40 years of service, Patty.
Thank you. It's been a privilege and an honor to work with all the patients, the families, the colleagues that are clinicians, physicians, therapists, nurses across RIM and the DMC. It's a team effort, and it's just been wonderful to see what we've been able to do to take patients that come in and unable to talk or walk, and then they are able to leave and live fruitful lives again. So it's a wonderful profession that I've been able to be in, and bittersweet to be leaving in July.
Well, you've done a lot of important things there, starting at RIM in August of 1983, becoming the CEO COO in January of 2019. You began your staff 40 years ago as a staff physical therapist, and you've served in many additional roles, as I mentioned, at RIM over the years. Can you believe 40 years have come and gone already?
I cannot. It seems like just yesterday I was a staff physical therapist working with my patients. And ironically enough, one of my patients back in that time is my director of marketing now here at RIM. So it is crazy how things come full circle for you in your career. Yes.
And God forbid, but none of us know when we or if we ever will need RIM's services. It's one accident away. We have a story later of this sad, I think, six-year-old that Chad Livengood is going to share with us about what's going on now with rehabilitation and the problems. I'm not going to make you dive into it unless you want to, but the problems with decisions that are made throughout the state about insurance and people making decisions about insurance. I can tell you this, I would never knowingly stop getting the insurance that can help us if there is, again, God forbid, a catastrophic injury. And a lot of people got out of that thinking they were going to save a lot of money on their insurance. And I frankly think that was a scam. But I don't want to drag you into what could be called a political situation. But certainly you've seen a change now that that catastrophic coverage is gone for some people.
Yes, we certainly have seen the change. And as you said, it's so important that people understand, you know, the personal injury protection as far as their insurance claims. But with the catastrophic injuries, like you said, it's just you never know when you walk out your door in the morning to go to work what might happen, whether it's in an auto accident or after work, riding your bike and having a catastrophic injury. And the part that I'm able to see is once those injuries are sustained, the fact that through our clinical techniques and advances in technology, just so how far we've been able to bring people back after those catastrophic injuries. Really interesting, too, how the changes over the years, as you said, with healthcare, that so much focus now is in the outpatient arena as in addition to inpatient. When I first started at RIM, we didn't have the vast network of outpatient therapy clinics that we now have across three counties. We used to just, you know, patients would come to the main hospital for inpatient and outpatient. And now we're in three counties, 23 outpatient sites, so that our patients don't have to come to one location after their inpatient stay.
Well, and you've been there for much of that. As I say, you've been there. They've been there 70 years. You've been there 40 years. And Patty Jobbitt, the CEO, DMC Rehabilitation Institute of Michigan, is retiring after working with the only freestanding rehab hospital in Metro Detroit. 40 years of service and excellent service, enough so that I spoke with Frank Torrey, the chairman of the board of the DMC Rehabilitation Institute of Michigan, who wants to thank you personally for your service over these past 40 years. Congratulations, Patty. Enjoy this next phase of your wonderful life.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Well, it is our pleasure. We love talking to people who have worked very hard on behalf of other people, and that is the truth about the RIM CEO, Patty Jobbitt, as we continue in focus with Paul W. Smith at WJR.